For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
The warmth of your love's like the warmth from the sun, and this will be our year, took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand now, the darkness has gone. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year.
Welcome to number one, Bingus Podcast. Yeah, and yeah. The Cincinnati Bengals are back on the four-game streak.
This gonna be our year, Bengals.
That was so nostalgic.
Yeah,
I don't know. Something about it just triggered that part of your brain where it's like, yeah, this feels familiar. Just like the Bengals continuing to beat the Bills on every occasion. Yeah.
John, that is, you know, three pretty good opponents in a row that the Bengals have defeated. Two of them very impressive games where they could have won by a lot more. So
underdogs, that's where Joe Burrow likes it. He likes it. He likes it like that, in the words of my friend Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah,
and he really showed them, you know, that he's back. Burrow is back. It's official, everyone.
Oh, he is beyond back, John. I mean, he might be playing at the highest level we've ever seen. Anyone's ever seen of anybody.
Yeah.
Of any sports or. Yeah. And there's a lot to back that up. Yeah, John. Okay, first of all, on the season, John, Joe Burrow is the best. Despite that terrible start, he's the best quarterback in the NFL under pressure, according to Pro Football Focus 74.1. Passing grade under pressure. That's incredible.
But notice the anti-Bengalism in that tweet. Go back.
Yeah.
So he's doing awesome and they show someone sneezing. I mean, that's just how insulting the rest of the NFL is to us. Well, you can suck it. Like the Bills fans who said that the refs had something to do with that game. You can suck it. I don't know what that means, but it seems bad.
Do you sneeze like with an angry face?
Well, he's obviously sneezing. I mean, if you look, there's
but that's the whole point.
It's first sneezes, in the season,
a lot of pressure shooting out of your nose, but it doesn't stop him. He's still passing. He doesn't care. He'll do it any way you want. He will pass the ball. No. John, another one I want to show you.
Oh,
the past 2 weeks,
insulting emoji,
Joe Burrow,
he's back. Suspicious eyes.
Burrow looks like he's sneezing in this picture, though.
Yeah, well, he's yawning. Now he's bored. The game is too easy for him. John, 92.6 Pro Football Focus grade the past 2 weeks against the 49ers and the Buffalo Bills, two Super Bowl contenders. A lot of people probably thought they were going to win the Super Bowl, those guys. And he is the best quarterback, the best offensive player in the league the last 2 weeks. According
best
to
haircut
Focus.
In the league, too. If
best haircut in the league. John, and not only that, but he went from being 33rd in the league with his completion percentage over expected on throws over 2.5 seconds, whatever that means, to being first. John, he was 7.4% below what you would expect when you are throwing the ball, and now he's 15.1% above.
But look at once again, the subtle anti-Bengalism in this tweet. They have a guy who has a fever because everybody's running a fever and worrying about what Joe Burrow's doing. They're sneezing, exactly. They're upset.
Yeah.
Everybody is complaining.
John, I don't even know what to say. It's so big. I check out my timeline and It used to be I follow all these Bengals accounts and this and that, and it was talking about the Bengals. Now I have to, and I'm like, wait a second, that's just the NFL account. Wait a second, that's just a random person.
I know.
Everybody's talking about the Bengals. Everybody's talking about Joe Burrow.
Or either on the bandwagon or trying to shoot us for being on the bandwagon.
Yeah. John, they look like the Super Bowl favorites. All of a sudden, John, it's been the past 2-3 weeks.
They have a 64% chance of making the playoffs now after that win. Yeah. Or 67, yeah. I can't remember.
And things are so out of hand, John.
Yeah.
That I don't like to brag about this stuff. Kay Adams started following me on Twitter just to keep up with all the Joe Burrow news. That is incredible.
That's not the real Kay Adams.
I just wanted to. Well, no, with the new Elon Musk, the verification system, you can't impersonate. So that
Go back, Kay Adams. Back. That is not the real Kay Adams. That's
probably if you don't have the check mark, now if you don't have the check mark,
lowercase
a, that you're real.
Very suspicious.
Wait, anyways. I need to investigate this.
Like, no, you don't. You don't.
That's not the real Kay Adams.
We have to keep the show going.
No.
But the point is,
you gotta catch him in these lies.
He almost got me though. He legitimately almost got me.
He did.
And that's all that matters.
He tried to sneak it past you.
That's all that matters. If I can almost get John, that means I had the rest of the audience fooled and John had to ruin it. But anyways.
Ruin what?
It's like the job that you got me at this new... I'm really worried about this job you got me at this American university. I mean, I love being able to... I want to be able to teach
anything
gender
anything with
studies.
American university, the name is a home run. That's a degree.
I mean, the American Academy. I mean, I love teaching gender studies, but I don't know if that's going to be a great place. I feel tricked, but go ahead.
John... Yeah, John. Listen. Here's the thing, John. Joe Burrow's on fire. He's going against the Houston Texans,
who a lot of people thought
they were rebuilding mode. They thought these guys are an afterthought, but guess what? They got their own Joe Burrow. They got C.J. Stroud.
Mr. Joey Aftershave.
He is the hottest rookie we've seen in a long time, John. In a long time, we haven't seen a rookie quarterback come in and just carry an offense. What was it, 470 yards, rookie record?
Who are you talking about?
Five touchdowns. C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. Hoji knows all about him. What are the five most interesting things about C.J. Stroud in your mind?
Well, there's a few. First,
I think he turned on your QB school?
No. Well, first, the thing you got to understand about C.J. Stroud is when I think CJ Stroud, I think about big pastries. The man is like a big, tasty pastry. And you know, the thing about pastries is they taste sweet at first, but there's a downside to CJ Stroud, an ugly side to the delicious gooiness that you get at your, let's say, Cinnabon.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That is some analysis.
If you had an emoji to describe CJ Stroud, what would you use?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know. Like maybe like a C.J. Stroud. Maybe like a guy sneezing.
Okay, he is the next Joe Burrow. Look,
yeah, clearly.
John, when you look at C.J. Stroud, first of all, I want to know what your draft profile of him was. Did you see this coming? I know you respected him, you liked him, but come on, this level. Did anybody see this coming?
I don't think this quickly. I think it was more to do with the situation that he was going into. I think he showed a lot in his last game in college at Ohio State. He really took it to Georgia's defense and made that game a lot closer than maybe people would have thought. Because remember, like Ohio State kind of snuck into that game. He was not as great as he was in that game for the majority of the season. He was still really young, and he was playing with a bunch of great receivers at Ohio State. And now he comes into the NFL, and everything doesn't look very fast to him. Like, it's just he's just going through all the motions like a veteran. And I think that's how Lou Anarumo kind of described him. He's making just dot after dot. And in that game against Georgia, you know, he was scrambling. He was, you know, extending plays, creating stuff out of structure. And it created this different narrative about who he was as a quarterback. But in reality, he's just a guy who stands tall in the pocket, delivers just very catchable balls with great timing. He doesn't have like the strongest arm, doesn't have the greatest velocity, kind of like Joe Burrow in that sense. But he just gets the ball where it needs to go.
and he's making the absolute most of these receivers, like Nico Collins, Robert Woods, who's like in his like eighth or ninth year. Tank Dell, a rookie out of Houston, you know, he creates instant separation. He's just so quick twitched and everything. Like, he's just doing a lot with an offense that I don't think people expected to be at this level yet.
Yeah. I mean, I would say this, you know, Taco Dell receiver that you're talking about.
Tank Dell.
He has a dog. He's crunchy. He's soft. He's, you know, he's a little bit of...
Name is not Taco.
Savory, a little bit of sweetness. But seriously, have you guys had the breakfast at Taco Bell? Amazing. Okay.
No.
Or Del Taco. My two top cuisine suggestions.
We John, are adults. We eat real food.
John. I like Taco Bell.
Yes. Okay. All right. So here's the thing. How do we match up, John? How do we match up with the Texans? How is our defense going to slow down CJ Stroud?
I think the Bengals defense just has an identity now, and it's not really going away. It involves, unfortunately, giving up a lot of yards in between the 20s and then waiting for that quarterback to make the mistake, waiting for a turnover to just kind of happen. You were watching the Bills game, and the offense wasn't exactly putting the game away in the meat of the game, if you will. The Bills are driving for the first time in a while. Dalton Kincaid, who had a great game, he has the ball at like the 15, and then he just leaps over Nick Scott, and boom, Jermaine Pratt just creates a turnover. It's almost like, yeah, the Bengals could really use a turnover here, just like the six or seven other times this has happened in the past 2 years, and boom, they deliver like a fairy godmother, right? That might just be the plan against the Texans because, again, I think Tank Dell against Mike Hilton is an extreme mismatch. And he's a mismatch against most cornerbacks and slot cornerbacks that he faces. But I think Stroud is going to continue to have success. I don't know if he's the guy that you just want to blitz all out because the Texans' offensive line is really good. Like, Laremy Tunsil's arguably the best left tackle in the game. It might be a situation where you show blitz early on in the game and then you drop eight, kind of like how they beat Mahomes for the first time a couple of years ago. Allow his internal clock to maybe speed up by, you know, dropping back more guys in coverage than he's expecting. And then the timing's off a little bit. Then you get him kind of rushing and maybe creating or forcing a mistake out of him in that sense. So it's going to be a very similar game to the games the Bengals have played in recent weeks where, like, Brock Purdy threw for over 300 yards, but he couldn't finish the drives when he needed to. And that might just be that might just have to be the plan against CJ Stroud with how he's playing.
I'll tell you my concerns, please, John. And John, it's because I'd like for
and
you
by the way
to...
but Hoji has been studying CJ Stroud for how long now?
A year.
He's been following for a year, so go ahead. This means
I've been following him closely, John. I've been following him closely. You might think I came up with the Cinnabon thing on the spot, but that's not true.
No,
I've been thinking of the perfect metaphor to describe CJ Stroud for 32 weeks and I came up with that. But seriously, here's how I see the Oilers, or whatever they're called now, winning this game. And that is, number one, my understanding is that Ja'Marr Chase is out with a back injury because let's be honest, Joe Burrow underthrew him. Let's just be honest. I love Joe. I love you, Joe, but you did. Now, Ja'Marr Chase is out. So that does change things. You can't be the same 100% dynamic offense you had there. And you're going to be playing a team, the Houstons, who have great corners, to my understanding. Okay? And so all CJ Stroud has to come in and do to win, if the Bengals don't have the same dynamic offense that they had against the Bills and against the 49ers, is all they have to do is bring their strong tight ends in and squeeze those tight ends and become for short passes. And CJ Stroud just, you know how they say, death by many cuts. Have you ever heard that phrase, John? Death by many cuts against the Bengals.
I want to talk about the Bengals offense and where it goes from here a little bit.
Let's do that.
This time last year, Ja'Marr Chase was out with a hip fracture. He was out for 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks or so. Burrow was playing really well at the time, though. It was far past, you know, his recovery from his appendectomy, and he was playing really consistent ball. And T. Higgins, fortunately, was healthy, and he was stepping up kind of in Chase's absence. But you had guys like Trenton Irwin, Samaje Perine, Hayden Hurst all step up to compensate for the lack of Chase. And the offense was incredibly efficient during Chase's absence. And it obviously wasn't the same unit as when one of the best receivers is out there, but they survived because Burrow was just playing at an elite level. And I think that is the key difference here compared to this injury happened about a month ago and Burrow was still kind of finding himself. And that's when T. Higgins suffered the rib fracture and he missed some time. And, you know, Trent Irwin stepped up in this place, but you were more concerned. You're more skeptical about what the state of the offense is going to be when the quarterback wasn't playing at his best. If Chase does miss this game, or if T. Higgins does miss this game because he suffered a hamstring injury, if say one of them doesn't play or just doesn't play like very often, I think you can still have some confidence in this offense because of just how the quarterback is playing, because that just makes so much of a difference. You have Andre Yosefis, who's getting more playing time outside of the red zone. He's been a weapon in the red zone, but he got a catch against the Bills early in that game while they were driving. Trenton Irwin is still a reliable guy, and somehow they managed to get 101 yards out of their entire tight end room. So the offense right now is clicking. It's still ascending, and I think it's in a good place where they can survive at least against the Texans defense that gives up a lot of yards and gives up a lot of explosive plays without one of their best receivers.
Well, who's their downfield threats, John? Who's the burner? Who's the take off the top of the offense guy?
Again, like, I mean, Tank Dell is just, you have to
get no the Bengals, have... the Bengals.
Oh, ah, yeah.
Boyd.
Who you got other than Boyd?
No. Well, who? Is T. Higgins healthy?
Well, Charlie Jones, John. He's going to be back.
He may not. I mean, we don't know. Like, he was practicing this week, and the window's open for him to return. They might have to rush that, but I don't know.
I think he could be a factor. Do you think...
And let's be honest, John, about another issue, which is the Bengals' run game.
It's been pretty good. They had the best week last week. I mean, Joe Mixon did.
No, he didn't. Two weeks ago.
The week before, 2 weeks ago, yeah.
2 weeks ago. But this last game, I mean, there was a lot of stuff they couldn't get going. And, you know, I as just someone who maybe doesn't know as much about the game as you do, John, I'm wondering, whatever happened to that whole thing of having two running backs? That was a really good system. One would get tired,
you have
the
other back. Oh, I see. No, yeah. Like, yeah. Good point. Yeah, they need someone
one
to
would get
spell
tired,
Joe Mixon.
Yeah. Because Joe does well with his energy.
They don't have anybody they can really trust. I mean, right, John? I mean... Go ahead.
No, and it's been all mixing. Like, they just haven't given Travion enough, they just haven't given him enough.
But
as
he's done well.
They did Pirine.
He's been in the pass blocking, right? I mean, he's been pretty good.
It's just the sample size is not as large as we expected. Not, no, yeah. Like they're trusting Mixon more, and he's been good, but it's been too much on him. They probably needed Chase Brown at this point in the season to kind of take a more larger role, but he's been out with a hamstring, so.
I'd love to
Drew see Drew Sample is legitimately like RB2.
Exactly. I was going to bring that up. It's funny. It's funny to see him. And did you see, by the way, that clip when Drew Sample got that touchdown, how excited Joe Burrow was? You could tell these guys are rooting for him. So the kid's been putting in the work. John, I don't know. I mean, that was a nice little move he put on that Bills defense.
Taylor Rapp's got to retire.
He could be. This could finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't hear you the last 5 seconds. It's fine.
Yeah. Anyways, look. Yeah, it's going to be a big deal if Higgins can go. That if he can't go, that's going to be really bad. Well, I would say, I mean, we can survive, like John said. Okay, John, we don't have too much time left. I want to quickly address some comments, and there's some really important comments here. Here, this one. This is the number one Bengals podcast. I love the pop-ins out of you guys. So awesome. And
thank you, Rip Monster Beast.
Yeah, Rip Monster Beast is a big supporter of the show. We have this one. It is sinful to eat donuts at UDF. And so
he's right. That's a good point.
He's right. Okay, John, look, how do you see this game playing out?
A lot of points.
Yeah. Yeah, you see a high scoring game?
More than the last game, I'll say. Again, I think. Regardless of who's out there, receiver, I think the Bengals offense is a good place. I think their playbook and their talent are kind of meshing at the right point now. I'll say that Chase plays. He may not be 100%, but he might have to because I'm not as confident as Higgins playing now, unfortunately, with that hamstring. Texans do have a good run defense, and I don't really expect Mixon to pop off necessarily, but I think Stroud is playing really well, and I think it's naive for us to just say, oh, Luna Ruma is going to shut him down completely. He might make some more mistakes than he's kind of prone to, but I think he's going to put the Texans in a position to be competitive in this game. I'll still say the Bengals win maybe like 27-20.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope so.
Dr. Hoji.
I'm sorry. I'm not seeing it happen this week. I think the Chase injury, you got to take that into account. The fact that we're really struggling with the running game, that makes things worse. And also the fact that the NFL PA, Players Association, ranks this team, the Houston Texans, fourth because they have daycare for their children, great food. The Bengals, do you want to know where they are on that ranking?
It would probably get us canceled.
They got a lot of Fs.
Yeah. We'd be monitored.
And when you take that into account, you got a team that's well rested. Their kids are in daycare. They have done generally. The Texans, for some reason, have done well against the Bengals. I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Houston Texans are going to win by one field goal. That's going to happen in overtime. And that is my horoscope.
I don't really care about Hoji's prediction. I just want his analysis on that emoji. Don't take it away. Like this one? What is this guy doing?
Yeah. So this is not good. This is not good. This is a person who cannot open his eyes. He's accidentally rubbed.
He's got acid glue in his eyes.
It's super glue into his eyes. Yeah. And he keeps crying and crying and crying and screaming for help. Help me, help me, help me.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm sorry Maddie's feeling that way.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say real quick, we have an injury update from Dr. Andrew Seiler that both Chase and Higgins are expected to play.
Oh, well, medically. You didn't tell me that before I did my horoscope.
They're cleared.
Dr. Seiler, you got to give me the Dr. Seiler report before.
It's written in stone.
Yeah. All right. Well,
what's your
John,
prediction?
You know I like CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
And and look, the Bengals have a game coming up against the Ravens. A lot of people are saying they could be overlooking them for a team that was not supposed to be in the playoff picture. And for those reasons, I think that the Texans are going to pulverize the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are going to be pulverized, And the final score is going to be 35-10 Cincinnati.
Wait a minute. How are the Texans going to pulverize the Bengals and yet still lose by 25 points? I don't understand.
I wish I didn't have to explain this stuff, but basically,
I think you do.
When you pulverize something, you refine it. Like let's say coffee beans. Beans, right? You make it into like a dust, and it's refined, and now it can serve its purpose. Now you can use it for the important things you need. Similarly, the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be pulverized by the Texans ahead of their game against... Well, it's going to get them ready to play against the Ravens. They're going to work out all their... Yeah. They're going to work out all their little issues and be a perfectly refined team ahead of a big matchup against the Ravens.
Well, you know what they're not going to have?
What's that?
They're not going to have free dinners and free vitamins and supplements. One of the things that the Bengals do not provide to their players like most NFL teams do.
Yeah. Well, because they are not sissies. That is the policy.
Well, maybe that'll mean they win. Because you do pee most of those vitamins out.
That's true.
Yeah.
John, I think Dr. Andrew Seiler can confirm that.
Doctor?
Okay.
No confirmation from the doctor.
Any final thoughts, John?
He's shopping from Amazon. Are you buying presents for me, John?
Is he done yapping?
He's done. The yapping is over.
Yapping done. All right. Well, listen. Don't forget to turn on notifications, subscribe. You know, we actually have been losing subscribers, not gaining subscribers recently. Not the direction you want to go. Subscribe to the show. Tell your friends about it. And
in the comments, tell us, will Jamar Chase play or not? And why?
Yeah. That's all we have for John the Brain Sheehan and Dr. Hoji, Dr. Gusmuji. I am Daddy MacDuke. We'll see you next time. So long. Esfiti Pies.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.